Long-standing Timwald member Eddie Lowy passed away recently. He was first elected to the House of Keys in the old Russian constituency and went on to serve in many positions in both government and Timwald, stepping down from Legislative Council about 10 years ago. But it was his dedication to the Manx people through the Labour Party which defines him as one of the most influential politicians in living memory. On tonight's programme, long-term friend and occasional political ally Peter Caron pays tribute to Eddie Lowy, a towering Manx statesman. Eddie was a really influential politician during this time in Timwald.
Absolutely. He's more likely the most strategically important politician in the House of Keys in my generation. No doubt about that. He was in the vanguard of bringing about social change. Got to remember in the old days when we were first elected, that we were in a totally different sphere of the reality. I mean, policemen were supposed to salute MHKs on the street. There was a situation where the predominantly the majority, vast majority of them, actually promoted the Manx workforce for scab wages and scab conditions. He helped to change the mindset on these things. And in fact, today I was talking not so long ago that if I'd have said back in the Labour Party of the when it was the Labour Party, they would have locked me up with the unmarried mothers in Ballymona if I'd have said that the poor would be better off in the Isle of Man than in the UK. That's a direct result of Eddie Lowy. That's the man who was the strategist. He was the man who actually came up with the formation of developing this. We would have been just babes in the wood, the rest of us.
Because Eddie Lowy was elected, I think, was he in the 70s?
I think 1974. He got in on a by-election, and it was a major travesty for the establishment, because of course Gorn of Control was supposed to be elected, and of course the point was that the likes of in Russian there was a sort of 1,000 votes, maybe a little bit less. Labour votes in Russian, old Russian Sweden, and of course there was about 900 votes as far as the square was concerned, and of course you had basically two spheres of influence there. The one thing that Eddie Lowy needs to be recognised for, and it was always a tragedy, but it's always the way, he should have been recognised by the Brits, because me, I couldn't give a damn about not getting anything from the Brits. But the point is, he would have liked that. And it's just a travesty of the whole honours system that he wasn't recognised for. The fact that he brought about minimum wage, redundancy, unfair dismissal. And in fact, people don't realise what was achieved in that window of opportunity of that time period when we worked together as a Labour Party. And we were prepared to not go for what was in our own interests, but actually the common goods of the party.
So going back then to the 1970s, and of course at that time the constituency of Russian included Malew, Arbury and Russian parishes, Port Erin and Port St Mary. So it was quite a large area. How many other Labour Party members were there at that time?
Well, I would say roughly at the time there would be the most active branch on the island was Russian Labour Party, basically because of the input of Eddie Lowy. Onkin Labour Party was sort of half a dozen people whose youngest was about 56 or 59, and the rest of them were 8-year-olds in Onkin Labour Party. There was Douglas Labour Party had gone into abeyance. Garth Labour Party was in abeyance. The Willesden District Labour Party was the only one that was really active in the east of the island at the time. But the important thing is that we've got to remember this wasn't just about him. He kept his promise to remain a Labour man, you know what I mean? And in fact, one of the reasons why I came back into the Labour Party was partly because of Ted Ranson and partly because of when they threw me out before the 81 election and I stood as an independent Labour. People need to realise that without Eddie Lowy's input, the Walker administration and the new ministerial system would never have worked. He had major input into the Walker administration and got an awful lot of about 80 years worth of social legislation. Remember, redundancy was brought to the people in the Isle of Man, the workers, 30 years plus after it was in the UK. And in fact, one of his proudest achievements was the fact that we did the double dole, so they actually ended up better off. And the same went with the likes of student grants, that Manx students were better off than their UK counterparts. Unfortunately, they wouldn't address the issue of student loans liability in the Isle of Man, and that's we lost it. But again, his hand was involved with that. When we fought for the pension supplement, you know, people forget. I mean, I was nearly an economic refugee to Australia when I was three or four. My dad was on his way to Brisbane to be a crane driver there because he was wanting to give us a better life. But the thing was that changed in recent years. But people forget how it has changed. Eddie knew with these things because of the fact of the likes of the sugar beet. People forget this.
And of course that was back in the sort of late, I suppose from the late 40s, 50s, where loads of people from the Isle of Man had to leave because quite frankly there was nothing for them to do. There was no work. And the Isle of Man was in a pretty dire strait.
Well, even in 85, the average working wage of the working people was 45% of the UK. So if you were a joiner in the UK getting £100, you'd be on average about 45 in the Isle of Man. And you had the Vernon scale and things like that, where the teachers had reciprocity with the UK. You were laughing if you were a doctor, nurse, teacher. But if you were an ordinary worker, the wages were crap. And the point about the social legislation, I always remember going around a house, he's long dead now, and his boss had a bad hair day. He'd been there since he was 14 years of age, and they got rid of him. I think he was 62 or 63, and he was 3 years or 3 years away from, four years away from being retired. And there was nothing there. There was 2,000 plus unemployed, with a working population a lot smaller than it is now. He helped to change things like the shipping register, trying to make sure that when McDonald and the crew wanted to bring in a shipping register, it wasn't going to be a flag of convenience for scab work, using tarnishing the name of the Isle of Man. So many things that Eddie Lowy did, and so many things wouldn't have been achieved only for him. You know, as I said, with the likes of the bank supplement, when we found out the Chislet, he was instigator. We fought hard. He helped me well on that issue. The tragedy was it wasn't means tested. It shouldn't be at social security level, but it should be. It would be there more sustainable. And the 10-year plan was basically weak politicians allowing civil service to make the agenda.
So, the heyday, as I remember it, and my memory maybe not quite as long as yours, there were four Labour men. There was yourself, there was Eddie, of course, Bernie May and David Cretney.
And Matty Ward.
And yes, of course.
And to be fair, Jack Nivison came back afterwards, you know, as I say, to the fold towards the end of his career. So, you know, but there was other people like George Swales. He was in for a little while whilst I was in. He was more socialist than any of them. People forget how right-wing reactionary this island was. In fact, I look at the UK now with the Tories, with their crony capitalism, with their institutional corruption, their postcode justice, their glass door opportunity, and that's how the Isle of Man was run. That's why less than 10% of the island owned 85% of the economic wealth of the island. And that was partly, and that's, these things helped, even things like what we fought for, like the freedom of information. You know, I mean, before they would blatantly lie about things that went on because they could get away with it.
Why do you think that despite the fact, I mean, at one point there were, in recent times anyway, five Labour politicians. Why do you think the Isle of Man, that there's kind of this lazy anecdote or belief that we don't have party politics, it doesn't work?
That is just, they're just morons. The fact of the matter is you have people in the, it's a one-party state by patronage. You want to, it cost me 18 years worth of ministerial pay and all the fringe benefits. And the fringe benefits were big. You know, you send your postcard, your Christmas cards out at Christmas as a minister, the department paid for it. I sent them out, I had to pay for them myself as a backbencher.
And I should say, when I never got the department to pay for my Christmas cards being sent out.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. But it's more likely before your day, to be fair. But I mean, there were lots of, I mean, they want to go away and see their kids' graduation. They went away on a department jolly, as I say. If they got threatened by sued, you know what I mean? They had department money. I mean, you know, when the likes of, you'd have the occasional battle with them where you'd have ministers telling you, we've effing well got you. We'll have your effing house off you, Karen. You know what I mean? And people don't see that. But the point is, there is party politics, but it's dishonest party politics. And it's a great shame that a lot of the legacy that likes of Eddie Lowy has fought for and achieved when he was in Tynwald is being eroded away. And that's one of the things that's sad about the whole situation.
How do you think Eddie would like to be remembered? Because he wasn't a particularly showy sort of politician. He wasn't a big... do you know who I am type of politician, was he?
No, he was a very clever politician in the best ways. He never forgot his roots. He never forgot his roots. And I think he'd want to be known as the legacy of trying to get justice and access to the ordinary working people. You know, I think that was the best way of thinking as far as Eddie's concerned.
In his later life, after he left Tynwald, you regularly visited him. Did he ever talk about politics?
Oh, of course we did. He used to despair about what was going on now. I mean, people don't realise how hard it was. You've got to remember that in our day, you could have people saying, you'll never work again, and you wouldn't work again. And what we've got to make sure is we defend what we've got. But I must say, our plea was to try and to protect good employees against bad employers. Now, where it happens the other way around, the law should be flexible enough to address that issue. The problem you've got today is the whole power structure has changed. Two or three businesses run the planning system. The civil service runs the strategic policy. There's no strategic policy of development, you know what I mean? And that was one of the great things about Eddie Lowy, in the fact that he said he made things happen that would seem as impossible. And what annoys me today when people say, oh, it's just the same, they're absolute morons. They have no idea of what went on, you know, as I say, as far as this island's concerned. I was very fortunate because I got involved with the Labour Party when I was about 15, 16. So I actually sat with people who went to jail for trade union convictions. People don't realise that. We released the unmarried mothers from Ballymona. We only did that in the mid-80s. No, sorry, the mid to late 80s, sorry, by 87. We still had the Bastany laws. We still had, you know, the Usury Act. I mean, you know, as I say, and I think that the one thing about Eddie Lowy is the fact that he went out there and made things happen.
Have you got any particular anecdotes that you remember about Eddie? I remember, the particular thing I remember about Eddie was his ability to change the mood of Tynwald. You know, Tynwald would be about to do the equivalent of a load of lemmings leaping off a cliff, and Eddie would sort of get up and make these inspired speeches that would make you realise just how stupid you were being. But he managed to do it in such a diplomatic way that he would win you over.
Yes, I have to admit he had much more style than I did as far as that's concerned. I was more, it's either black or it's white. As you know, unfortunately, too many politicians, they try and turn black into a very dark colour of white instead of being there. But the one thing that needs to be remembered about Eddie was the fact that he things were seen as impossible. Things that were seen as impossible when we went into Tynwald are now the reality. And what we've got to do is make sure and try and get them away from the short-sighted, self-serving way that they worship mammon, and they make sure that they don't look at the real interests. At the end of the day, life is like a day out when I was 24 and got elected to the House of Keys. And without the likes of Eddie Lowy's support, I would never have been as good as I was as far as having to put up with sometimes him having to jump in when they're all trying to kick mud out of me. As I say, likes of the time we were arguing over the Sellafield, and they were lying about the discharges into the Irish Sea, and they were demanding my resignation as a member of Tynwald Mind and anything else. And that night, that God must have been looking after me, because the News at 10 came up and said that Greenpeace had proved that they were a bunch of lying folk trammocks.
Yes, and the rest is history on that one. I mean, the other thing I remember about Eddie was how incredibly easygoing he was, and how incredibly sociable he was. You know, you always felt at ease when you were talking to him, and he just had a really good way, a great raconteur, a really good, entertaining person to be with.
The fact of the matter is, Eddie Lowy was a statesman. Eddie Lowy represented the island on the CPA and many other things over the years. He saw a vision and kept to that vision from being, you know, from a very humble beginning, you know, and he made a lot of people proud. The one good thing about him as an accolade is that he left the place, he left this earth a better place than he found it.
And as you say, he did come from very humble backgrounds. Again, I can still remember. I'm not sure who he was canvassing for, but we would be canvassing and talking on election day, and Eddie would have the whole place in enthralled with his conversations and discussions. But I do remember him telling us about working on the farms, and
it was very into the primitive Methodist organ to get sixpence on a Sunday, and that would be a lot of money in them days. Mm. I mean, the reality is that there's a lack of them now. There's very few people who go in with a vocation. He went in with a vocation, and it just worked out well that he was also bright enough to be able to think. As I said, as the only person who voted against the ministerial system, because there's no effective opposition, I would say that, you know, if anyone made the ministerial system work, he did. He made it work. Milesy and his gang did well, and our gang did well. And people forget the Isle of Man was a fascist backwater when I was a child. I mean, one of the first things I brought in was making it illegal again to sell unroadworthy vehicles. And the argument from the right wing was, what will the poor people drive? And our argument was that the you should pay them a decent wage so that you can they can afford a safe car.
I mean, that's quite shocking, really, isn't
well,
it?
I mean, think about the maternity. We got 6 weeks maternity leave for women. And because we crowed about it. So the farmer lady, lobby give 12 weeks to horses and riding establishments. That's how I mean, Thatcher would be seen as a moderate, you know, in the House of Keys when I got in. You know what I mean? that helped, and you know, that man was kingpin into that, because you know, we didn't have the experience as far as that's concerned. He was a great tactician, and there's many things. I always talk about my non-achievements, but Eddie Lowy's non-achievements are phenomenal over the years. As you can remember, likes of the minimum wage, you can remember many of them things. And to be fair, you know, he maybe wasn't very keen on the Manx language, but I could understand that. My old man's viewpoint was the same. It was crap. Hanella Ping of Osher Gilt, you won't make a penny out of the language. It's, you need to worry about real things. And he did worry about the other issues, you know, as far as that's concerned.
And you mentioned there about his strategic abilities, you know, actually thinking about how to resolve problems. That there's a great amount of skills and operational ways about how to actually be a politician, how to affect change, particularly bearing in mind that even in the days we were talking about where there would be five Labour members, that's still only five out of 32, 33 Tynwald members. And you have to be able to work with colleagues to achieve things, haven't you?
Well, the problem you've got is you've got to get away from the Troughites, you know what I mean? And that's one of your biggest problems, that nothing's more important than themselves. And, you know, there were a few conviction politicians, and they weren't all Labour members either. But the point was that, you know, they were the ones who led, legislation. There was only half a dozen of us, at the best of times and keys, who actually read any of that stuff. They just nodded like donkeys or dogs, because they were part of the executive thing, the separation of power between the executive and the parliament. And I'd love to do a piece on you about your interview the other day about the Legislative Council sometime, because I tell you, if ever one used to talk about, because we had to be parliamentary, about anal yoga, but the fact of the matter is they really are deluding themselves. There's bigger scandals now than there's ever been for decades, as far as the cost of items and the value for money. That is, you know, maybe sometime we can manage to get our state broadcaster to put some balance in.
Well, obviously we always aim for balance, and Eddie was particularly good at that, Eddie Lowy, and I have very fond memories of Eddie. Sadly, the last time I ever spoke to Eddie, I was canvassing in the Arbury, Castletown and Maloo election, which eventually unseated me, and he had some very blunt messages for me at the time. Mind you, he was supporting a Labour Party candidate at the time.
Well, the point is that, you know, at least the thing is he never lost his way where what he thought. And you've got to respect him, because most people wouldn't tell you to your face.
Absolutely.
I'd rather have an honest Tory than a socialist, because they do more damage to the standards of the society for the working people. I mean, you know, I've been going to go and see him for the last week. I always remember his mother telling me, you must keep an eye on him, you know, when I'm gone. He had a poor health in recent years, but, you know, he never lost that vision and that commitment to fairness, justice, especially social justice for the ordinary working people. He never forgot his roots. And I think that's his accolade, is the fact that the social legislation we got in would not have never have materialised under the Walker administration or under any other administration without Eddie Lowy being at the vanguard of sorting that out.
That was Peter Caron paying tribute to his friend Eddie Lowy, who sadly passed away recently. Eddie was a true Manxman, and he will be sorely missed by his friends and family. Goramayo. Thanks for listening.